It just takes some time. The little girl in the little out the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. Taking a step-by-step approach to improving yourself and your organization, here's Alan Rodway.
Ah, yes, the Ear Blaster Rodway is back from yourcoachonline.com.au. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Daniel. Can you please tell the listeners what you're wearing?
I'm wearing just a tracksuit top, just a zip-up.
And the colour?
It's OH&S compliant is what I like to call it. It's some type of orange. It's quite bright, but it's definitely OH&S compliant, and you just never know when you're going to need it.
You didn't use the term fashionable in there, Daniel. You just used OH&S compliant. Well, they're very different.
Fashionable is subjective, isn't it? It's a very subjective statement.
Let's have a whip around. Who in the studio thinks he's fashionable? Yeah, all thumbs down.
All of us. All of us, Al. It's a very bright. It's important to be seen in radio because you just never know when that time is coming. Hey, tell me, you and I are going to be working together in very shortly.
We are.
We do this, obviously, Thursdays here on Halftime, but we're back again on the 10th of July for an extension, phase two of our leadership teamwork and culture workshop. And you can still get involved, can't you?
You can. We're like a good boomerang, mate. We just keep coming back. So there's a phase two. So culture, leadership, teamwork.
Yep.
What's the date we're doing it?
July. 10th of July.
10th of July.
Friday, 10th of July, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
If you want to get involved, then send us an email through Your Coach Online. Just through the website.
Email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au. You didn't have to be the part of the first one, but it will certainly enhance those people who went. They'll be able to get plenty
Absolutely.
Out of it, but you don't need to have been a part of the first one to jump on board the Leadership Teamwork Culture Workshop Friday, 10th of July. coach@yourcoachonline.com.au if you want to get involved. And I assume part of the morning will be on connections, Al.
It will. Let's talk connections,
Let's
Daniel.
Talk connections today.
Let's talk connections, and well, it will be
When you say
part
connections, what do you mean connections, Al?
I want to talk about connections with an organisation. So as always, if you're in business, people's connections to the business, if you're in sport, to that sporting group, sporting team, sporting organisation, or an association. So one of the biggest drivers of performance is the depth and breadth of the connections that a person has. So like before I walked in here, I asked your production people out here, including Chris Tyler, who says his name's never mentioned on this show, ever, ever, ever.
Christos?
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's always mentioned.
About their connections to
these kids wanting more glory than they earn.
I just devastated that mention. Their connections to your show, their connections to SEN.
Yeah, so it's, what do you say?
They didn't have any. Which does explain it's their performance. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. About connections. So it's the depth and breadth. So there's a whole list, and we put the article up on the website. There's a whole list of ways that people can be connected. For example, you might work somewhere and it's a 2 or 3 minute walk to work.
Yep.
And that can be a really positive connection, and that's not a silly thing to say. Someone would prefer that than driving for 3/4 of an hour or having to get a train into the city or something. So I'm connected to where my place of work because it's actually local for me, or I can be connected through a very strong friendship with a coworker.
Yep.
But there's a point to be made about that, is to say that all connections are not good connections. A connection with a coworker who's a negative type of person and who doesn't perform may well have the same impact on someone who's a very close friend of that person. Now, it doesn't necessarily follow, of course,
okay.
But one of the things to be said about this is, firstly, identify the connections that you as an individual have. And so I could say to Daniel Harford, What is it that connects you to this program? What is it that connects you to SEN? And you will have, hopefully, fairly clear answers to that. So the first thing someone's got to do is identify your own connections. What are they?
Mm.
Number two, are they strong enough to drive a very high-level performance for yourself? Thirdly, are they changing? Because if you're in the one place for a period of time, they probably are changing, and
yep.
That could be good, bad, or otherwise. And even the same connection could change, that sometimes we talk about longevity in a position or in a place can create loyalty, but it can also create habit. so that that connection of itself is not necessarily a good one. Like I've seen lots of people in business where they've been in the same business for say 20 years, but they're not performing as well as they did say 10 years ago because they're actually still doing what they were doing 10 years ago.
Yep, because it's comfortable and it's safe and it's easy and it's habit,
yeah,
as you say.
Absolutely, but it's a connection. You know, I've been here and I'm comfortable with that and I'm strongly connected to it and I love that, you know, or I'm a one club player.
Yep.
And that does, you know, that might drive a super performance, but it might drive a very poor performance. So it can never really be judged just of itself.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. And I suppose when you talk about that last part of the conversation there is it's being stale as opposed to being fresh and having that fresh, it might be a fresh connection or a rejuvenated connection because over time, as you would say, there are, I think you go through phases in your career. And David Parkin talks about this all the time from a footy point of view, and clearly that's my background, that you go through three phases of your career. There's that first phase where you just want to get a game. You just want to play. Just get me in the system. Give me a look. I don't really care about what's going on around you, the club at the moment, what we stand for as a club. I just really want to play a game of senior footy. I've dreamt about this since I was 6 years old. So you go, it's phase one. And then your phase two is about becoming a consistent player, being a really important part of the team. And being, you know, having some glory that goes with that, the ego that's attached to that part of your career, and being the man, so to speak. And then there you get past that, and phase three is, well, gee, I really want to achieve something through my career, and us as a group, my business, my organisation, my footy club, I'd love us for it to achieve great success. And I think Parko's right about that. And I break that down to my career, and I think absolutely you go through those phases. Now, some will stay in certain phases for a different period of time. And others will go through them really quickly. Others will take forever or spend a really long time in one of the phases and then skip through the next two pretty quick or whatever it might be. So there's no doubt that there are levels of connections and type of connections for organisations for athletes or employers in any organisation. And they just adjust. And you can't blueprint them because they're different for everyone.
That's really, really well explained. Really well explained. I think that's ever so important for someone to identify which of those phases they're in. If you take the same analogy and talk about business and say, well, the first phase is sort of something like get a job, get an income.
Yeah, give me some cash.
Like get a game or play AFL footy. And the second phase is, well, I actually want to be successful in this career or I want to get promoted or you know, whatever it is you want to shape the career. But the third phase, and it's probably like where I am in my career, is it's much, much broader than that for me. Now, I actually want to, it's like sort of win a premiership. I want to make a difference. For me, it's not about get another client anymore. So I've moved into phase three. So if for people listening in, wherever you are in business, which of those phases are you in?
Yeah.
And knowing which one you're in is really, really important because of the impact that it's having on your performance.
We'll get to a break. 12 to 2, Alan Rodway is with us from yourcoachonline.com.au. Don't forget, pencil in your diary, Friday, 10th of July, a big part of the Leadership Teamwork Culture Workshop. Phase two we'll be doing with Al and I. You can email and get involved, coach@yourcoachonline.com.au. Back after the break with more on connections. Alan Rodway's back on a Thursday afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the best city in the world. Where else would you rather be than listening to Halftime? He is from yourcoachonline.com.au, your one-stop shop for awesomeness. Al, today we're talking connections. You talked about attachment to your businesses. What about products, connections and to your products?
Yeah, so again, if you're listening, think about the business that you're in and the product that it's delivering into the community. And so if you, I work with a business that builds homes.
Yep.
So it's a very easy connection to have and to have pride in, yeah, we're building a home and this family's about to move into it, you know, when it's finished, that type of thing. So I can really connect to that and it can elevate my performance. But what if you are in a business that, you know, makes pens or, for, you know, widgets or whatever it is, and that's probably a lot more difficult to create a connection in your own mind to drive your performance in that. So that's a real challenge for business. If you've got a product that you perceive is important to the community or to whoever is that's purchasing it, then it's probably going to elevate performance. But if that's not there, then you're going to have to find other connections in that.
Can you manufacture that?
Yeah, I think you can. And it's not so much about changing the product, but certainly elevate the person's role in providing the product if they don't have a real connection with the product itself. So if the business is delivering widgets, but I don't think I'm actually really important in the production as widgets, I just sit in, and this I hear this all the time, I just sit in reception. I just work in accounts. Yeah, I just, and look, in fact, the business I was referring to before is a builder. we encourage people to not make those sort of statements rather than saying, we build homes. Yep. And when that was first mooted, that's a really silly thing to say. We'll say, well, I don't build homes, I collect debts. You know, or I pay our suppliers, or I answer the telephone. Well, you don't. You build homes. And if you don't have that connection, you won't have that same pride. But even if you supply widgets, what's your role in supplying widgets as distinct from saying, well, I still only collect, you know, debts in the widget process sort of thing?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
You can create connections.
That makes sense.
It sort of begs another question of how do you find out what someone's connections are? Because if you're responsible for someone through leadership or through management, you should be aware of what their connections are and whether they're changing positively or negatively. So how do you find out? Well, firstly, obviously, you can ask them, you know, how do you feel about the business? How do you feel about your role in the business type stuff? But the other part, which I think is actually more important, is really just watching.
Observe, yeah.
Absolutely. Observe and perceive and evaluate what's happening with these connections. And if you see someone who's been performing well at a bit in the past, whose performance is dropping off, there's a reason. You know, and it could be it could have nothing to do with the business. It could be personal, whatever, but it may have something to do with the connections. That it could have been that someone they're close to has gone, and that would be fairly obvious, or someone they're close to, they've had some falling out with, or that a change in role has altered the connection that they've got with the business. So, a manager or a leader in a business, it's extremely important that they're on you know 24/7 watch for the connections of the people around them to drive their performance. Now, the problem with that is it takes real skill to do that, to watch it, but it also takes time to intrude in that. Mm. Like it's one thing to know that I'm noticing that Daniel Harford's performance at SEN is dropping off.
That it'd come through.
Well, that's what your boss said before I came in. And he also said, they bet your fluoro top, that's not helping either.
OH&S.
Yeah. OH&S. It's one thing to know it, but now what am I going to do about it? So it's going to take time off me. Mm. I'm going to talk to you, or I'm going to talk to people around you, and are going to do that rather than get the real work done. And this is one of these things we really are poor at in business. We don't want to commit our time to something that's so intangible as to have a conversation with you that might improve your performance, but I can't prove it even if it does. I can't measure it really if it does, as distinct from go and spend another $15,000 on an advertising campaign or something.
Yep.
And we do it all the time in business.
Righto, Al. Not going to get you to summarise it. There's a text come in. I want you to answer this from Rod. What if the only reason you work in your role is financially based? I don't really have too many connections with my superiors. I do my job. I get paid, then I go home.
Absolutely.
I could stay in this role for years to come with no incentive to progress my position. However, if I stay, I can stay in a good financial position.
Two answers. First, a comment that a lot of people are in the same boat. And secondly, you've got to create connections if that's the only reason. However, some people will have an income connection with a business that really does drive performance. Mm. Yeah, they've got a high income, or they absolutely need the income, so they'll perform very well. But if the only connection is income and it's not driving a high performance, then it's incumbent on both the business and the person, probably more the person, to create those connections. Now, the bad news is, if you can't, over a period of 1 to 2 years, move. Move to where you can create
Which we have discussed before. Yep. Read the article, I reckon, and find out more. Yourcoachonline.com.au. We'll see you next week, Mr. Rodway.
Thanks a lot, Half.
All the very best.